AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Chris Wray says he's worried about the possibility of violence in the U.S. following the deadly attack by Hamas in Israel.
That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities.
Though the FBI isn't currently tracking an organized threat in the U.S., law enforcement is concerned about the potential of attacks by individuals or small groups. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says 300 more U.S. troops are going to Central Command.
These additional troops will provide capabilities and explosive ordnance disposal, communications, and other support enablers for forces already in the region. Please note that we will not discuss specific deployment locations for these forces, but I can confirm they are not going to Israel and that they are intended to support regional deterrence efforts.
The Senate has confirmed Jacob Lew as ambassador to Israel. He was Treasury Secretary during the Obama administration. Officials say a suspect is in custody for posting threatening statements online about Jewish students at Cornell University in New York. At least 9 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. About 4,000 people evacuated because of a wildfire burning in Southern California outside Los Angeles. Richard Rosine is with CAL FIRE.
The fire was pushed heavily by CNN winds yesterday, which expanded the growth quite quickly.
On the first day of his trip to Kenya, King Charles expressed greatest sorrow and the deepest regret for what he called abhorrent and unjustifiable acts of violence committed against Kenyans as they sought independence from Britain. A woman in North Dakota is accused of fatally poisoning her boyfriend with antifreeze after learning that he planned to break up with her after he received a large inheritance. This is AP News. An independent investigation says a threat assessment should have been done by school officials before a shooting in Oxford, Michigan.
A more than 500-page report released Monday says Ethan Crumbly's conduct included viewing bullets, watching violent video on his cell phone during class, and writing statements like "blood everywhere" and "not suicide, but homicide." The report spread blame throughout the Oxford school's leadership. Crumbly, now 17, pleaded guilty a year ago to first-degree murder and terrorism charges in the November 2021 shooting that left 4 students dead and others wounded. He'll be sentenced in December. I'm Julie Walker.
The Minnesota Vikings made a trade to get Arizona Cardinals quarterback Josh Dobbs just days after Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins suffered a season-ending Achilles injury. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.